are tuned to We Are Jersey Magazine. I am Melissa, and I have here Reg Mason and Black Magic, and we are here to discuss their new collab album. What's going on, y'all?
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all?
Doing all right.
Vibing,
can't complain. So what's going on, y'all? Let's talk about the history of music for you guys. The both of you have been making music for about 10 years, right? Each of you, right? Let's talk about that journey. How has it been for you guys till today?
You want to go first?
Well, I always had a love for music. Early on, I was like self-teaching myself how to just play the keyboard just because it was there. Mm-hmm. Then later on, just throughout high school, I was like, yo, let me try out FL Studio. And then right then, just playing around with it all through high school. But then when it got to the middle of college, I really started you know what, let me actually start taking this serious because I could actually get good with it. Then over there, it's just from then to now, it's just been big leaps and progression year from year. Just literally just making a beat a day. Mm. Just cracking something out. If sometimes I just wake up, I'm like, I ain't gotta make one.
Yeah.
Just constantly on it.
Being committed to that consistency.
To this day. Hasn't stopped.
Yeah, as you should. And how about you, Reg Mason?
I come from kind of a background of hardcore punk and stuff like that, heavy metal and stuff like that, because my older brother, Comfortable Dude, I call him Les, but you go by Comfortable Dude, he played bass in a lot of these bands in high school and stuff, so he would bring me to his shows, and I would capture a lot of that vibrancy that came with those shows. It was very aggressive, so I would kind of take that and carry that into hip-hop. I'd start making beats. I'd hop from multiple programs from FL, Logic, Ableton. And I've been doing that for the past 7-8 years or so. Then I started learning how to record myself. And then next thing you know, I have a band over here. I'm making a project with this guy, doing solo stuff. So I'm kind of all over the place. I'm very much an experimentalist, but now we've landed here. We're have a whole album with this guy. It's coming out tomorrow.
That's dope. And it is coming out tomorrow, so y'all stay tuned for that, which is called Government, abbreviated, right?
Yeah.
Spell it out for
us. G-V-M-T.
G-V-M-T for those that don't know.
I could put some fun facts onto the 10 years, too. When it came to the whole college thing, me just really getting the serious with it. Mm-hmm. Now, funny enough, another artist in my group, Jay LaFlame, they just end up sending me an email, to the wrong email.
Okay.
So, in that moment, right in that moment there, that's pretty much when already one of the first members of my group.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, we just started, that summer after I got that email, we just started, making some stuff.
So they sent you an email that they weren't supposed to send you, and that's how you kind of discovered your group member, basically?
Yep.
That's dope.
Because I knew them through childhood, but them sending the wrong email, sparked more. Yeah. It sparked a start to something.
Yeah.
Right. And even similar to us had me and Reg having such a similar friend group.
Mm-hmm.
So through him, I think Red sent me an email of a demo before that he wanted, he's like, you know if you could flip this one? And then we just end up I just end up sending him a couple of things, and then we just started shooting stuff back and forth, still in college. And boom, he was like, we should create as a joke, we should just create some project called Government.
Yeah.
See what happens. It's literally started as a joke and then it got really serious.
Yeah.
That's so funny. All over email.
Yeah, it was really funny.
That's so crazy. So let's talk about it. You guys had to blend your sounds and everything. And how many tracks would it have?
13
tracks. 13. So how does your sound come out through it?
I guess you could say with Magic's sort of sound, he kind of comes with that futuristic space soundscape. And with me, I feel like I'm way more distorted and aggressive, along with there being sort of, you know, hints of like tenderness and melody. So I feel like just through us fusing our sounds together became sort of like a whole new beast, where it's like, I don't feel like one could go without the other, but it's way stronger and it works more in harmony together.
So what would you say is your favorite song out of the 13?
Probably Friends now. I really love that song. It's very easygoing. Anybody can say it. That's why I love it. I can play it for my mother. That's why I love it.
That's so, how about you?
For me, at first it was Friends, but then there was a song called Energizer we made, and I said, no, this is it. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I heard that one, like, they play that at a DJ set, or they make a line dance just to the whole second part of it, it's over. It's going to hit people unexpectedly when they hear what happens.
So y'all better look out for that song, okay? Y'all don't even know what's coming.
It's going to surprise people for real.
Again, coming out tomorrow. How about visuals? Will visuals be releasing tomorrow too?
Actually, visuals have released for the LOE single, which has dropped last week.
Yes. Wow, yeah. And that's on YouTube, right?
Yes, it is.
And that's the single for?
Single for Government called Mason Steve.
That's right. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And where can everybody find the whole album when it releases tomorrow? On all streaming platforms?
All streaming platforms. It's going to be on Bandcamp. It's going to be on all of it.
You really trying to support? Buy it on Bandcamp, because streaming, it only does a little bit, but Bandcamp does a lot. Dude, if you want to directly support your artists, go to Bandcamp. That's the way to go. That's the future.
There you go. And so let's actually talk about that. Supporting artists, right? How does it that you, because you guys are artists, and then you guys also work with other artists in groups individually, and then you guys meet up with yourselves. How is it that you're able to support your own groups and then support yourselves in your own projects?
I don't feel like it's really that difficult, as long as you have people that believe in the cause the same as you do, you know? I mean, everybody has their own lives, everybody has jobs and stuff, but I feel like even Magic could agree that we all kind of figure out our own system to, like, regulate being able to pour creative energy, finances and stuff, just figuring out whatever sort of system that we can to just get over the hill that we got to get through.
And that's you exactly explaining it right. Like, do whatever we can. We gotta, like, boom. When you're working with a group, like, everybody has to pull, you know, do their thing, do their little part for us to come together, and it just makes it stronger for when we move. Like, a group has to move like a unit.
Right.
If you don't move like a unit, if there's a weak link, that weak link is going to drag everybody down. If every link is strong, you can't break it.
That's right. You're only as strong as your weakest link, right? That's right. And what about for you guys independently with your group? What other projects do you guys have releasing with them?
Well, at least for me, I have a solo EP coming around December. I actually did a solo EP back in May, titled Speedway, with my brother, who's also a fellow member of VWO. His name is Comfortable Dude. He's a producer, DJ guy, and it kind of sounds like nocturnal, like just very, I don't know, like it sounds a little bit retro, but it's a perfect project to play at night, and we're going to do a deluxe version of that this come winter.
Okay, so a perfect little treat for Christmas.
Yeah.
How about you?
And slated for rest of the year, got another project coming out of my group from artist David Flame, the one that sent me the
email.
But yeah, his album's coming out next month. And another artist, Fly to the Night, from my group, that's the DJ. And he's going to be releasing a single sometime in December.
Okay, so
everything is also linked to Government, so
there you go. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for all these new upcoming projects and everything being released by everybody. And so I do want to touch on another question. But you're going to have to edit that out because I forgot what the question was. I think blanked out. I'll keep going though because I really forgot it. But I really wanted to ask it.
It's okay. It's no
stress. No, I remember. Okay. So how would you guys, you know, just, if it was just three words that you could use, how would you guys describe this project? Because you had another one before. And then you guys took 3 years, so you know you guys have definitely progressed and have edited your sound throughout, right? So how would you describe this new project coming up?
You want to go?
I would go. It has an enigmatic feel.
Enigmatic feel?
Enigmatic, ambient, and like distorted, glitched, just like out of touch, so out of touch reality, but in touch with that at the same time. Like, it's gonna throw you for a loop a lot of times that you're never gonna expect.
Yeah. Give us more jabs. We don't want more. Give us more
jabs. I'm just saying, when I hope, like, at least I hope, because when I listen to it, it, like, something just, like, yo, this is giving me chill down my spine when I listen to this.
Yeah.
Just,
like,
yeah. You definitely hear the time spent on the record.
Yeah. And,
like, when you listen to the songs, it's a lot.
I can tell you guys are really excited for you guys really put a lot of love into it.
Yes, yes indeed.
For sure. So you guys heard it here first with We Are Jersey Magazine. My name is Melissa. This is Reg Mason, Black Magic. Stay tuned tomorrow for the release of Government. Make sure to go to Bandcamp. That's where you purchase it. Mm-hmm. Support your artists and support Government, y'all. We Are Jersey. We Are Jersey.